It's business tip time. Whether it's marketing, sales, operations, etc., I'm bringing you quick tips across a variety of topics to help elevate your business. Let's get it. Did you know we're in the midst of the Great Resignation? 4.3 million Americans left their jobs in August without seeking a new one. If you want to become a corporate dropout like me, but you need help creating an exit plan, I can help. Whether you need corporate exit coaching, business coaching, or you're seeking help to step into the best version of yourself, I'd love to connect with you. Listeners of the Corporate Dropout Podcast can book a complimentary discovery call with me. Visit alessiacitro.com/dropout. That's alessiacitro.com/dropout to book your free coaching call today. Hello, friends. Today's business tip is a mini episode with Jody Sacco. This is Jody from the plane. So if you did not listen to our interview yesterday, it is so impactful. Go do that. But today, Jody is giving us a mini episode. Let me tell you a little bit about her too, and then we'll kick it off. So she is an experienced entrepreneur, business owner, leader, public speaker, as well as a certified business coach and certified executive coach. She has experience in all areas of business, from starting as an entry-level employee to becoming a C-suite leader, spanning across departments, and her drive is linked to her vision to be of service and uplift communities through business re-education as a coach, mentor, and philanthropist. And today, Jody is going to tell us why starting with the end in mind is so important. So with that, Jody, thank you for coming back on the show. You have the floor.
Thank you so much, Alicia. It's such a privilege to be here. And today's tip really is something that can be used in any business, and I think it should be used in any business. Doesn't matter if you're a solopreneur, whether you are growing a multi-million dollar business, billion dollar business, it's something that's vitally, vitally important. And it's as the tip was just given here, or the hint, it's all about starting with the end in mind. And what you want to do is reverse engineer the plan of your business. There's no point in starting a business if you don't know when you want to exit. Otherwise, the business will be running you and not the other way around. So you really want to make sure that the business and the vision of when you want to exit this business, the business is aligned with your own personal goals. So, for example, I'm a mom, I have two daughters, I'm a single mom, and I know that within seven years, I want to put my franchise business up for sale. And that's very specifically linked to my personal goals because my kids would both have graduated from high school by then. So that's tip number one, is make sure your business goals are aligned with your personal goals. And by reverse engineering, I simply mean this: you know that that exit date is the date it is. And it's very much like when you go to a new destination. Let's say you're in a foreign country and you're leaving the airport and you need to get to your hotel. So you might not know the language or how you're going to get there, but you do have an address. So our brains are exactly like that GPS in a car. We need to give it very, very specific destinational information. And so you would put that end destination in mind, or that address in that GPS, and then you would let it go, right? You're going to have a very specific idea in your mind of, okay, well, the goal is to get there in the end. But you need to understand that the destination is really set in stone, and that the journey there needs to be written in sand. So it needs to be malleable. Something needs to be able to change. Because what happens, say you're driving from the airport and there is massive construction, the GPS would never just quit on you. It would recalibrate and it would send you on a different route. And so the same should be with your business plan. You have the exit and you reverse engineer the business plan around, well, this is what the journey to the end would look like. And by doing that as well, you want to go back so far as to even creating a 90-day plan and then a weekly plan. And you can't do any of that if you don't have the end in the forefront of your mind. So that would really be my top tip. I think there were a couple of them thrown in there. That's the best advice I can give for now.
Can I ask one follow-up?
Of course.
I'm curious, what if someone doesn't want to exit a business? What if they want to continue it in perpetuity? How would you say that they should maybe structure those goals? Or perhaps they do want to exit, but they don't know for sure yet.
Yeah, it's a great question. So if there is no exit plan per se, maybe you're creating a legacy business for your kids, there would definitely be a certain point in time where you wanted to retire, or perhaps you wanted to work less days a week. So that would kind of be the end in mind. It would be that point in time where you transition to being the full-time CEO, for example, to just being the president on the board of your own business. That could be a different example. A lot of business owners that I meet, they're creating that first generation. They really want to make a difference for their kids. And so it's something that you would work almost as a transition as to when the kids would come in and take over the business.
Thank you for that. Well, I so appreciate you coming back on the show today. I enjoyed our interview so much. So if you did not listen to yesterday's episode, make sure you all go and do that. And Jody, finally, how can people connect with you? How can they work with you? What do you have coming up?
Thank you. Yeah, so I am based here in Las Vegas, but I do coach clients all over the US. And I predominantly work with small to medium sized businesses. I am also an executive coach, so can work with any of the executive level leaders. And really the best way to connect with me is any of the social media platforms, LinkedIn in particular, Jody Sacco, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and then my website is actioncoachlv.com. Those are probably the easiest ways to get hold of me.
Well, Jody, thank you so much again for coming on the show. This has been a pleasure. And I think all of our listeners, including me, are better for having had these conversations. So thank you.
Hey there, this is Jody Sacco. And I wanted to share with you guys a complimentary event that we'll be hosting next week. It is in Las Vegas and it will be an in-person event. So come out and visit us and have a bit of a vacation at the same time. It'll be on the 27th. So that's next week, Thursday, January 27th at 3 p.m. It includes 1.5 hours of education. There's cocktails available and a networking opportunity at the end. Now, the topic is all around marketing. And I really want to ask a simple question. Do you as a business owner have a watertight marketing strategy that you're confident will bring you the results you're looking for in your business? Now, if you answer no, then you definitely want to attend this event. You can either come out to Vegas, obviously be in person, or just DM me if it's not possible for you to come out. I am able to host something virtually. I would love to help you. I'm super passionate about getting business owners to reach and achieve those goals, if not exceed them, would be the ultimate goal. So look forward to seeing you guys there.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If today's episode added value to your life in some way, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone who needs this. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram and hear how the show has inspired you. So tag me or slide into the DMs. Find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alessia Citro. That's AlessiaCitro and 2 underscores. Until next time, remember that you're a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.